Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Once a week, myself, Dave, or no, not Dave.
Yeah, we quiz Aisling. Let's turn it around.
It's myself, Aisling, and the women of Dublin and beyond. We come together with that womanly bond we all have.
Yeah.
And so cringe.
We bring our Dave down on the girly quiz, asking him questions that feminine and ladies will, or what am I trying to say? That ladies will know, men naturally won't. And we put him through his paces on the girly quiz.
And after 2 years, we are still coming up with tons of questions. There's just a hell of a lot that we know about that you guys don't. The girly quiz is with Sculpted by Amy, who've launched Lash Lift. It's their new weightless mascara for limitless lashes. And it's available at their Grafton Street store now. And our phone a female this morning to help you out, Dave, is Carly. And for coming on, Carly has won herself a lovely Sculpted by Amy prize pack. Happy days, Carly.
Thank you, Carly. The thing about Carly is that she said that she doesn't want to sing a song.
Yeah, very strange. We rang Carly.
Yeah, so don't make me, guys.
Yeah, it was funny. We just were like, just messaged the word girly and then we called Carly to see if she'd like to.
She was like, don't make me sing a song.
We were like, why would you have to sing?
Naturally, Carly, please.
Everyone would turn off the show.
Please sing a song now, Carly. Go ahead.
No, you're okay. I don't want people.
Well, you're not getting any prize now unless you sing a bloody song.
Dave, you also have a second lifeline, which is the Simplify, a 50-50 option, and you have to get all three questions right in order to win the week.
Class.
All right, let's kick off. Had a bad week last week, so let's try and get back in the game.
Stop pretending like you're on my side.
Dave, question one on the girly quiz this week. What brand is missing from this TV ad for kids' shoes?
The amazing makeup what?
Makeup mobile.
Makeup mobile.
They came with like different quirky items, like hair extensions, like a mobile phone that was full of makeup.
The shoes did?
Yeah.
Again, what brand is missing from this TV ad for kids' shoes? Do you not recognise it at all?
Never heard
of it. Not at all.
No.
Wow.
This was a classic.
The kind of music, the little voices at the back kind of, you know, but like that's, I feel like they could use that for everything. Do you remember the stuff you could buy on like those TV ads where it was like Floam and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like Putty and stuff.
Yeah, Putty, yeah, things like that.
They always, yeah, that was kind of the go-to voice for anything kid-related, wasn't it?
Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah, go on. The amazing makeup mobile.
I wouldn't focus on that too much.
Okay, I have two guesses.
Okay.
But I don't think either of them are correct.
All right.
One are gel shoes, because I think they were a thing for a while. I can picture them. They were like purpley. I think you could probably get them different colours, and they were also kind of a little sparkly. So gel shoes
were great because you could go swimming in them and it wouldn't get your feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good for the beach.
And the other thing I have in my head, which I know is wrong because they're probably too cool for kids, were baby shams.
Well, do anyone remember? That are, hon.
Baby shams were like they're runners, but okay. they were like, or baby chams or shams, I don't know how to pronounce them.
How are we feeling? Do you want to use a Simplify?
I'd actually love to use a Simplify.
All right, we enter Simplify mode on this.
Can I go 50-50?
Oh, lovely.
What brand is missing from that TV ad for kids' shoes? Is it A, Lelly Kelly, or B, Hetty Betty?
It's definitely 100% Lelly Kelly.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Let's see if you're right.
I never ever would have got that.
Well, you do remember it.
I do remember it now. Yeah. Lelly Kelly. Yeah, of course.
Remember Lelly Kelly's? Yeah. Everyone had them in school.
She walked so Ellie Kelly could run. Yeah.
Excellent. Brilliant. One out of one. It's looking good.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
All right, we crack on. Question two.
All right, Dave. Question number two on the girly quiz. Which of these is not a makeup brand?
He's got the pen out. You know it's serious when he gets the pen out.
This is sort of easy now because you only have to pick one. Barry M.
Barry M.
Bellamy.
Bellamy Anta.
Or Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown.
So again, you're looking for the one that is not a makeup brand.
I think. Was that Barry M?
Barry M.
Barry M.
Bellamy. Or Bobby Brown.
Not a makeup.
Yeah.
not makeup. So I'm going to say, I think Bellamy is Bellamy Anta and it has to be a makeup brand. It sounds too nice. Bobby Brown sounds like a football player.
It does, I guess.
Barry M. I don't think Barry M is a makeup brand, to be honest with you. But it also could be, like, it could be any of them.
Mm.
But I think...
Are none of them familiar to you as a makeup brand?
Bellamy.
Oh, right.
But I think that's because Bellamy Anta. But that also could be a completely different thing.
Okay.
So I'm not actually sure. Bellamy. Yeah, Bellamy. It's just too nice a name if it's... Do you know what? I'm going to have to call in the troops, I think.
Oh, wow.
I think I'm going to have to call Carly.
Carly, it's time for you to start singing. Only joking.
Yeah, off you go.
No, please don't.
Carly's going to hang up.
I still don't understand why she thinks she needs to sing a song.
I'm paranoid that you're going to hit me with a song.
But we're not going to.
Just let that go.
Okay, good.
We have important things, business to get to. Carly, not a makeup brand. Barry M, Bellamy or Bobby Brown?
I'm going to go with Bellamy.
Bellamy, not a makeup brand.
Not a makeup brand.
Talk us through that.
But, not Bellamy Anta, no?
Bellamy Anta and Bellamy, I don't think are the same. Bobby Brown, I definitely know is makeup brand, and Barry M. So I'm going to go with Bellamy.
Bobby Brown is makeup for sure.
Yeah.
And Barry M you think is?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I'm like 90% sure.
Okay, great. Do you know what? I'm all right with that, Carly.
So
I'm gonna.
This is a rare occasion where Dave might not go with the phone a female.
I am kind of thinking going with you.
And then, do you know what that means? You have to sing.
No.
But I just only because I was so sure on Bellamy. But do you know what, Carly? I feel like.
Are you gonna trust me?
I feel like I can trust you. I'm gonna say that Bellamy is not a makeup brand, and I.
Well, I really hope this is right now.
I would have put a grand on Bellamy in a makeup brand, just so you know.
Well,
so my final answer is that not a makeup brand is Bellamy.
You're absolutely right.
Oh!
Woo!
Carly, oh my god, I feel like I'm just
delighted now.
Like, oh, that's insane.
You've just been woman-splained.
That's unreal. I really thought it was going to be Bellamy. Congratulations, Carly, you've won that prize pack with Sculpted by Amy.
Thank you. You are so good. Thank
right,
you.
Don't forget, sing that song now. Go.
Sing us the song.
No, you're all right. I'm about to hang up now.
Bye, see you later. Muscles. Good luck. Bye-bye. Damn it. Bellamy.
Yeah.
I was so sure. I would have put a grand on it. Easy.
Well, look, you didn't, pal.
Yeah.
We crack on to question three. Problem now is you are completely on your own. No lifelines remaining.
These are your favourite questions.
I do. Yeah, you're incredibly vulnerable at this stage. It's a very early quiz. Dave, for the win, which two methods of birth control are proven to be the most effective?
Abstinence. They always feckin' say that, don't they? They're like, well, the best birth control is to not do it at all. And you're like, well, what's that famous saying? It's like, what's the safest way to go skiing? Don't ski.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm going to say, if an abstinence is not an answer that you'll accept, I think condoms are like 99.9%, or they're at least 98%. They should put that on the box.
Like Friends.
I think condoms are one. And I think the coil. There could be the bar, the pill. Could be the pill, you know.
You know.
Just named all of them.
Now we're looking for the two, and the way that these are broken down are by percentages. So certain ones make it into the 99 plus percent.
Yeah, like the rest fall 97, 96, 95.
I'm going to go with condoms, and I'm going to go with the coil.
Final answer?
Final answer.
David Hammond, you've lost the game! The final hurdle.
What have we got?
Okay.
The answer is the coil and implants.
Wait, sorry. I thought it was going to be 100%. Condoms was going
condoms
to be...
Condoms, darling, are not as effective.
So the coil and what?
Implants, so like the bar. Or whatever, yeah. I've googled condoms are 98% effective.
Damn.
And I looked at this. If they're not used absolutely properly, they could fall quickly to 82%.
Wow. Also, did we give people a warning before the girly quiz?
You can have it now.
Yeah, just keep your hand on the dial there. Girly quiz sculpted by Amy. Let the summer of good skin begin.
How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.